is wrong with you?
Well, I'm not really jacked up on Mountain Dew. This is Tim's New York Giants Straight Talk, powered by Online Big Blue LLC. I'm jacked up on that Knicks win. Let's go Knicks. Oh, I want to talk about Allen Robinson Jr. I want to talk about Darius Slayton. I want to talk about the DJ slander. Because now I'm hearing the right wing, or I mean, is it the left wing, or is it the middle wing of the Mara team, or the team Mara, calling out their minions in the media and talking about how the Daniel Jones slander is out of control. You play better. You do what you're supposed to do when you're taking sixth overall and given a $160 million contract. You have a seasons that are above average when your seasons technically were below average. There won't be much slander. You go into year six, basically having the same problems you had in year one. There wouldn't be any slander. So I don't really see this as people are slandering Daniel. And I love it because one person was like, every time in the league someone talks about the bottom rankings of quarterbacks, they always talk about Daniel Jones. Because there's 31 other teams in this league that figured out that Daniel Jones sucks. We just happen to be that 32nd who can't figure it out after 6 years. The Giants went out and signed former Bear, former Pittsburgh Steeler, former Jacksonville Jaguar, of course, Allen Robinson Jr. And I find it interesting because if you go back into the annals of Giant history,
bringing you the smooth sounds of Kenny G. 72 million. Not worth it, as you can plainly see.
When we signed Kenny G, Allen Robinson was the other target we were looking at. Now, the signing of Allen Robinson to me is just what it is. He's a guy on the wrong side, going on the wrong side of 30. He's a guy that if you take a look at him statistically, has not had a stellar season really since 2019 with the Bears. I would say 2020 was his last stellar season, because he had only three more catches in 19. He had one more touchdown, but his best season was probably 2020, or his last great season was 2020. He's had injury problems. He's had issues in general. He played in 12 games in 21, 10 games in 22, 17 games with the Pittsburgh Steelers, but only had 34 receptions on 49 targets. You've watched his yards per catch drop exponentially from 12.3 to 10.8 to 10.3 to 8.2. He is a shell of what he was in Jacksonville and in Chicago. And he's coming in here at 30 years old at 6'2", 220 pounds. He's that big wide receiver we wanted to get in the draft. He was the guy that, you know, there was plenty of guys with pure size. Not that Neighbors is a small guy. And I think Neighbors is going to excel in New York. May not be this year. Maybe a couple of years down the road. But I think he's going to excel in New York. I'm not putting the OBJ expectation on him, because that's beyond unfair. But the Giants went out and got the big target. The 6'2", 220-pound wide, prototypical wide receiver, who's probably about 4 years late to the party. And it's a typical Giant move. It's a typical Joe Shane move. And it's a move that the Giants are looking at their wide receiver room and saying, Darius Slayton, for some godly unknown reason, decides he wants a new contract. And I'm not saying, he's still got a year left on his deal. So he's still under contract for this season. He just wants an extension. He wants to be paid. Well, Darius, I mean, you are maybe the second, third, or fourth wide receiver on a good team, if you're lucky. And calling you the second wide receiver on a good team, is being nice. You've had your moments. You had your time to shine. But the problem is your expectations have been high in production at times. I'm not going to say it's been low, but your production at times has been average. And I'm a Darius Slayton fan. When all the muckety-muck says, we can't re-sign Darius Slayton, there's no way we can re-sign Darius Slayton. I kept saying, re-sign Darius Slayton. Darius Slayton is a good player. Is he a pivotal piece to this team? No. But he is a complimentary piece. He would be even a better player on a good team. But with this signing, you're kind of basically saying to Darius, yeah, you are that 6'1", 200-pound wide receiver, but now I'm bringing in another guy. The only problem is with this competition is Darius and Allen Robinson are two different players. Robinson's no longer the game breaker. He no longer has that elite type speed. Darius still has it. With Robinson, you're not going to get much yak. Darius, you have the capabilities. In 2022, when Daniel Jones had the seventh best deep ball in the league with only 13 passing attempts and only two touchdowns, but those two touchdowns with Darius Slayton. One of them was that big 55-yard run against the Texans, which was a busted play, which probably should have went for an interception, which Daniel Jones just kind of flicked and Darius did the rest and got past his defender and took off. So the big play capability is there with Darius. I mean, you want to team him up with the likes of Neighbors. You want to drop Wandell in the slot. You got to hope that Jalin Hyatt figures out how to use his speed and how to use his quickness to get off the line and stop getting knocked off his routes. Because everyone wants to talk about the Daniel Jones didn't throw him the ball, Darius. I mean, excuse me, Jalin Hyatt. Everyone wants to talk about that, and I don't disagree. There were plenty of deep shots that Daniel Jones, and we've gone over those, that Daniel Jones did not even lift up his head. And look, he just checked down. But you're also talking to a guy that's got a 50-something percent catch ratio, catch percentage in Jalin Hyatt. And it's not like he didn't get his opportunities. Especially early on, he had a difficult time getting off the line against the bigger corners and getting knocked off his route. He's got to work on that. It's not, you cannot lay this at just the feet of the quarterback. There were a couple shots with even Tyrod Taylor that he dropped. So everyone's got to take a look at this with Jalin Hyatt with a grain of salt. I'm a huge Hyatt fan. I even said, I don't care if they took him in the first round last year because I thought he was going to be that special, but because I thought he was going to have those Devontae Smith moves, even with this sleight of frame to get off the line and use his speed and his quickness. But I've said this a million times before, and a lot of people seem to forget this because they're always like, look at that guy. Look at Phillips, man. He's got pure speed. If football was played in a straight line, pure speed would mean everything. There is pure speed and there is football speed. So until they decide to have a game where you just run straight in the NFL, picking someone up because they have the speed is not always the best solution. Just ask Al Davis. We've talked about that before. But I think with this Allen Robinson sign, it basically just, it's the writing's on the wall for Darius. Come into camp, play for your contract, because more than likely we're not bringing you back and we're not giving you a contract. The fact that we don't have money to do it, that's just crazy talk. Like I said before, if the Rule 51 ended today, taking a look at the salary cap, without the $10 million in operational cap space, without factoring anything with the practice squad players, you're going to be anywhere between negative $14 to negative $17 million when camp breaks. And people are like, we need to sign this guy. Okay. Yeah, that's what we're going to do, because we're just going to ignore the cap space, because I was always told the cap space is just a living, breathing thing. It means nothing. Well, for 3 years now under Joe Shane, we are still dealing with, I don't understand how in year three of this rebuild, we are still dealing with the mediocrity and stupidity of the cap space. I don't get it. I'm really trying to figure it out. You know, when we gave
King of the Almost Sack
that big contract, it made no sense. When we traded him to Seattle to get assets, it made sense, but people seem to forget we were going to incur a $10 million dead cap number with him, which is currently right now 5% of our salary cap for a player that's not even here. You look at the Brian Burns deal. We've said it before. We're not going to beat a dead horse. You got a carbon copy of the guy you got on the other side of the line. You didn't stagger the contracts of Dexter Lawrence or Andrew Thomas. You brought in the Waller deal. Yeah, and while you converted that money to save some cash, you also converted it into guaranteed money for a 30-plus tight end who was at that point, 3 years removed from a good season. Same thing with Paris Campbell. Same thing with some of the other mistakes we've made. But I don't understand how this team is literally in year three of the rebuild within the rebuild within the rebuild has gotten worse. I kind of would just like someone to explain it to me. I mean, it's not that difficult. Just give me an answer. How this team, they're already saying that this roster, I love the pundits, this roster is worse than the roster Daniel Jones had in 2019. So I guess we're going to have at least 3 more years of Daniel Jones.
Warning, sarcasm. Warning, sarcasm. Warning, sarcasm.
For all the idiots that are out there thinking, see, Tim wants Daniel Jones 3 more years. You look at these signings, which are mediocre at best. You look at Twitter, you look at everything else, and people are like, oh, yeah, we got Allen Robinson. Yeah, Allen Robinson would have been good 4 years ago. Now it's just a camp guy. Now it's a guy that's going to put pressure on Darius Slayton. Now it's a guy that's telling Darius Slayton, you're out of here next year, dude. You're going to be a 28-year-old free agent. And we're going to move on from there. This live stream has been moved from Sunday to Saturday because of Mother's Day. It will still be at 10 a.m. on Saturday, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Got the Nick game on Friday, so you know there's not going to be any videos on Friday. And again, don't forget to like, don't forget to subscribe, don't forget to ring that bell because you want to know why. That'd be awesome.